T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and Fan. Joe and Evan on
203 on a fan, and a very good Tuesday afternoon to you. Benigno and Roberts in the afternoon. 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're here till 6 o'clock. I guess we're here till 6 o'clock, right? We got the Odds On Sports Show coming up with JJ, John Jastrzemski, and the Yankee game, of course, after that, as they open up their playoff. Their wild card playoff series, I guess that's what we call it, against the Indians in Cleveland. We in New York call it the Chernoff Invitational. Ernie Acosta, he's in Manhattan. We're live from the Town Fair Tire studios, where nobody on top of that beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Bro, how are you?
Bro, happy playoff day to you.
There you go.
The MLB playoffs are here. Very, very exciting. I got to admit, even though I hate the format, I don't like the fact that we have 16 teams in the playoffs, I'm excited over the craziness over the next 72 hours, because it is going to be nuts. You know, best of three,
four
American League games going on today, 8 games tomorrow. It is going to be nuts. So I'm excited about it. As a baseball fan, it's something we've never seen before.
Yeah, no, it'll be interesting. There's no doubt about it. All the games in one ballpark, that's something different, that's for sure. We'll see. Let's see how it plays out. I think expect the unexpected. I said this yesterday. With the way it's been in 2020, I would expect that it's not going to be the favorites that are there in a World Series. I see it breaking down.
I'm with you on that. We'll talk plenty of Yankees today. Ricky Ricardo is going to join us daily throughout the Yankee playoff run. He'll join us a little bit later on. We'll talk to Avery Williamson. Hopefully he doesn't get in too much trouble this week after he talks to us.
Right.
And Blake Martinez, the Giant. One thing about last night. I don't know how you felt, because to me, I'm still kind of, I look at the Kansas City Chiefs, even though they are the defending Super Bowl champions. I look at the Baltimore Ravens. I don't have any dislike for either franchise. I just don't.
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
Are you with me on that?
Yeah, I am. I agree with that. Yes.
I looked at last night, and I didn't bet on it, so there was no gambling involved.
You know, I have. You know, I'm jealous of them.
Well, yes,
especially the Ravens, because the Ravens have you know, turned into one of the model franchises in the league over the last 20 years.
Yes, they are the definition of consistency.
Right.
Last night, all I was looking for, really, because the sports scene was cleared out last night. You have no baseball.
Right.
No baseball.
That's
you
different.
Had the NHL. You did have Tampa Bay. Congratulations to them on winning the Stanley Cup.
Indeed.
But you didn't have any baseball. It was one Monday night game and one Stanley Cup final game. Those were like the two big events last night. And I was hoping for that kind of classic. And I was hoping for that just great football game that came down to the wire. And even though when the Ravens made a huge stop on 4th and 1, I guess it was late third quarter, and the Ravens got the football back. Lamar marched down the field. His receivers actually held onto the ball, which I think was one of the biggest problems last night. Nick Boyle caught that touchdown, and they made it a one-score game. I never thought that they were going to win this game.
Because they couldn't stop them. I mean,
exactly.
Right? They couldn't stop them. Well, watching the Chiefs last night, I mean, the amount of weapons that the Chiefs can hit you with is ridiculous. And what were they, 10 of 12 on third down? I mean, they couldn't go up the field.
Yeah.
They hit every third down, the Chiefs. Everyone.
They were automatic on third down. And look, give the Ravens defense credit for this. They made two really big plays in this game that if they weren't playing from as far behind as they were, could have been the difference in the game. You had the forced fumble where the Chiefs got the ball at the start of the second half, and I think it was Darwin Thompson put the ball on the ground. So the Raven defense forced the turnover, which what they were going to need to do to ever get back in this game. And like I mentioned, they made that big stop on fourth and one from their own 49-yard line. And you know, it was one of those play calls where if it works, Andy Reid's a genius. He knows what he's doing. But when you're Patrick Mahomes and you have all those weapons, do you really want to hand the football off to Anthony Sherman on fourth and one?
Well,
I know Sherman had a touchdown earlier in the game on that little underhanded pass.
Oh, that was, which was a beautiful play.
Oh,
how about that play?
Well, he's...
I mean, where does that come from? Man, I've never seen that. I've never seen that play.
He's amazing to watch.
I've seen the shovel pass, but not like that. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, I've never... I agree with you. Like, we've seen the shovel pass. There are so many things that Patrick Mahomes takes out of the book, takes out of his bag, that you look at and say, I've never seen that before. Like the no-look pass from a year ago was pretty cool. I found myself, I'm actually imitating him this morning when I was playing football in the yard. I was trying to do the Patrick Mahomes no-look. It was terrible. I mean, it was a disaster.
You got to be pretty good to do that. Yeah.
Well, he's amazing. Oh. I mean, I'm watching him. He's incredible to watch. But you can't fall behind this football team. That was the Ravens' problem. They actually made a couple of big plays on defense to get back in the game. But then when Kansas City gets it back up seven, like how many times are you going to stop them? They're impossible to stop, especially when you said earlier you couldn't get off the field on third down.
Couldn't go off the field on third down. You know, how many times did he hit Kelsey, it seems, over the middle, wide open for big plays? I mean, they got so many guys. And now they add this guy, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, running the football, catching the ball out of the backfield. He's another weapon they got. They're just loaded. I mean, they're just loaded. It's almost like they can score at will. You know, it's almost like when the Ravens didn't score a touchdown in that opening drive. They had a real nice opening drive. Jackson looked great. He had a big run on that drive and all of that. They couldn't put it in the end zone. And then Kansas City comes right back down the field and scores a touchdown in short order. Yep. Buckner misses the extra point.
How about that?
He misses a field goal yarders. Later. Right. Yeah, you know, but they didn't need him. You know, last night they didn't need him to win. So the Chiefs are very impressive. And I got the feeling that, you know, they're playing a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. They were underdogs in this game. Everybody, again, before the game, you know, we talk about everybody picking them. Everybody who was doing the picks where I was, I think I had the NFL Network on, actually, picked the Ravens.
Did they really?
I saw at least three. Whoever was picking it, I think it was four people. I wasn't paying that much attention.
Right.
Everybody picked the Ravens.
I don't know why I'm kind of surprised by that. I tuned on the game as it was starting, so I didn't deal with any of the pregame stuff.
Right.
And I tweeted out Kansas City 35, Ravens 27, which I guess I was sort of close.
But you expected the game to be closer than it really was.
I did. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I expected a hell of a lot closer, but I expected Kansas City to win. I mean, because... And I think the other aspect of last night's game that's so impressive about the Chiefs, we all know about the quarterback. We all know about the weapons, the speed that he has.
Yep.
He's got one of the best tight ends on the planet. You mentioned Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the creativity that he has. But how about this defense last night? Chris Jones was getting to the quarterback, was getting to Lamar a lot. Pass rush was very, very good. And for the most part, when you look at the first half of this game and you look at how the Chiefs jumped out to a 27-10 lead, and it could have been 30-10, like you said, if Butker makes the field goal. I mean, it could have been worse. Could have been.
Let's not forget, too, one of the touchdowns is a kick return, 93 yards for a touchdown.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Right. Oh, okay.
Defensively.
Let's remember that, too. It wasn't even the offense that scored one of the touchdowns.
Defensively, they were incredible in the first half of this game.
They were great.
And they were helped out by one important thing that damaged Lamar Jackson yesterday. Now, Lamar didn't play a great game. I'm not going to sit here and defend him.
He didn't even throw for 100 yards in this game. I mean,
but what really hurt him is I counted five drops from Raven receivers, including the usually sure-handed tight end, Mark Andrews.
Yep.
There were
a
couple of balls that he's got to make. So I thought it was a combined effort of Lamar wasn't great. The Kansas City pass rush was outstanding. They didn't miss many tackles.
Yep.
And the receivers dropped way too many footballs. I mean, Mark Andrews, I think, had more than one. I think Andrews had like two or three in this game. But that's another aspect of Kansas City that makes them so dangerous and why they probably are, should be the favorites, at least to repeat, is not just having the best quarterback on the planet, not just having a million weapons, not just having a head coach that now we can call great because he's won the big one. That was always the concern about Andy. Well, he hasn't won a big one. Now he has. But they've got a hell of a defense, bro, and they showed that in the first half last night.
Hey, look, they're the favorites to win. I mean, I don't think there's any through 3 weeks. I mean, you know, to me, they're the best team in the NFL. I mean, there's a bunch of other 3-0 teams. I get that, but they're the best team. They got an unbelievable amount of weapons. They got, like you said, the best quarterback in football, one of the best coaches in football, and they got a very, very good defense. And they got and I do think they got a little bit of a chip on their shoulder going into this
season. That's amazing that they'd have that, considering they're the defending
champs. And they played the Patriots this week in Kansas City, which to me is a very interesting game, I have to tell you.
Yeah. Look, a lot can change. We always talk about this in the NFL.
They may spank the Patriots this week. They may.
Yeah. Look at their schedule moving forward. I mean, they may get off to a 6-7-8-0 start when you look at who they have. They got the Patriots, the Raiders, the Bills on a Thursday night on the road, which is a very interesting game.
Play the Jets in Kansas City at some point, I think.
Yes, they do.
I don't know who the coach will be by that point for the Jets, but
how many points will KC be favored by?
Oh, my God.
30?
Really? A lot.
It'll be a lot. Now, they're a hell of a team. I know things can change by the time we get to January, but right now, and I thought they sent a little bit of a message last night, they're the best team in the NFL. They have the best quarterback in the NFL.
Yes.
They have a tremendous head coach who's finally getting – he's always gotten respect, but now he's really getting the respect. He's got weapons all over the place, a burner like Tyreek Hill, a tremendous tight end like Travis Kelce. They got everything.
And Felicio Semele now playing a pro bowler on the offensive line. Of course.
He was called for something last night. I'm trying to remember if it was a hold or a false start or what have you.
They're not really missing the guy who who's the doctor, right? He's a doctor, the offensive lineman.
Oh yeah, yeah. One of their linemen opted out. Yeah.
He's up in Canada. Right?
Yeah, yeah, I think so. But tremendous performance by Kansas City, who win that Monday night shootout. And now the national audience goes from Chiefs Ravens to Brett Rippon and the Denver Broncos against the Jets.
We go from, as somebody once said, we go from the penthouse to the outhouse. That's where we're off to now.
I don't know if there's a stat for this, but you can't go from as hyped of a primetime game to be followed up by as much of a of a primetime game.
You couldn't have a worse game than this.
And the Broncos, who are 0-3, decide that Brett Rippon is going to be their starting quarterback on Thursday night against the Jets.
And they're a three-point favorite. Rippon. And as I said, all you need to know about the Jets is that Brett Rippon, I guess that's Mark Rippon's son, right? Is it not? I think it is.
I think it's, they're related. I'm not sure if it's his son or if his nephew. I think it's his nephew.
His son. Is it? Well, I mean, it's definitely nephew, related to the former Redskin, MVP, Super Bowl MVP quarterback.
Yes.
But, I mean, all you need to know about the Jets, how bad they are. They're playing an 0-3 team with, like you said, Brett Rippon, who, at quarterback. They're all banged up. Von Miller's out for the year, and this team is on a Thursday night, OS, which usually favors the home team. It didn't work for Jacksonville last week, but usually does. And Denver's a three-point favorite. And that's unbelievable.
That's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know. Oh, my God.
We'll come right back and get to the baseball. We'll talk Yankees as they get set to embark on the wild card series against the Cleveland Indians. We got baseball going on right now. ABC, of all places, is airing this Twins-Astros game.
It's actually very appealing. This is an appealing series, Astro-Twins.
Well, don't you think all of them are appealing in a way?
I don't know about all of them. This one is, for some reason.
Wait, so you're not...
I want to see the Twins make a run here. You know?
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Why?
Because they have, they have it for years. I mean, it's been a long time for them. Let them, why not?
Well, you know what's funny? When I was looking at
maybe they'll play the Yankees in the LCS. That would be
I was looking at the bracket.
Can
we know
they?
That.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yes.
Can they?
Yeah, they can because the Yankees are matched up with the Indians, and if the Yankees advance, they would play the winner of Tampa Bay-Toronto. First-time playoff series against either one of them if the Yankees advance.
Right.
Which means on the other side of the bracket, you've got two franchises with a great history that have never been able to go on a run in the recent past in the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. You have a franchise that, yes, they've been great over the last few years, but they were sub 500 this year in the Houston Astros. And then you've got this young, emerging team like the Chicago White Sox.
White Sox.
So one of those four teams is going to be in the American League Championship Series in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But to me, all of them are appealing, even everything
maybe
in the National League, because it's best of three. All bets are off. Anything can happen, even the Brewers against the Dodgers. It's a three-game series. And we sit there usually watching baseball from March until September, and we know this, anything can happen over a three-day period of time. And now, it's elimination style. Mm-hmm. So I'm very drawn in by this, all of it. That's why the next few days are going to be crazy. And if you're a Yankee fan, I mean, it's nerve-wracking. Because even though this wasn't the greatest regular season in the world, the expectation game is the same. And that's to go win a world championship, to get to a World Series, to get further than you went last year, which was Game 6 of the American League Championship Series.
And isn't it amazing that tonight in Cleveland that the Yankee-Indian game is only the second most important sporting event going on in Cleveland tonight?
Is it?
Yeah.
Second what else? Most.
The debate.
Oh, the debate. Oh,
that's also in Cleveland. It's in Cleveland.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I forgot about that. And there's going to be more people at the debate than there are the baseball game.
Yeah, that's going to be – I would assume that gets Super Bowl-like ratings tonight.
We'll
that
see.
Kind of ratings.
We'll see. We'll get into the We'll get into the Yankees-Indians coming up. We'll get your calls, 877-337-6666. Yankees making some decisions on their roster as well that are intriguing. So a lot to talk about. Beningo and Roberts here on a Playoff Tuesday, taking you right up till 6 o'clock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.